With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration's pursuit of criminal illegal aliens in America's cities rolls on and may be headed next to the Gulf Coast.
Sources tell AP 250 federal border agents are set to descend on New Orleans in the coming weeks for a two-month immigration crackdown. Dubbed Swamp Sweep, the operation aims to arrest some 5,000 people across southeast Louisiana and Mississippi. The plan includes agents fanning out across neighborhoods and commercial hubs, with staging sites planned at the FBI field office and a nearby naval base. The deployment's expected to begin in earnest on December 1st. It's the latest in a series of rapid-fire immigration crackdowns unfolding nationwide. I'm Ben Thomas.
Although he calls the Jeffrey Epstein matter a Democrat hoax, President Trump says he will sign a bill ordering the Department of Justice to release all files on the late convicted sex offender. President Trump says he's interviewing some very good people for the top job at the Federal Reserve.
The president has made no secret that he'll be replacing Fed Chair Jerome Powell next year, and he says he's already reviewing a list of candidates.
We have some surprising names, and we have some standard names that everybody's talking about.
The president said his first choice for the Fed was Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, but he declined the job. Greg Clugston, the White House.
What was once considered an almost certain cut in interest rates next month now looks more like a coin toss. Fed officials sharply disagree over the economy's health and whether stubborn inflation or weak hiring represents a bigger economic threat. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are up 61 points, NASDAQ futures 82 points higher, and the S&P futures better by 16. This is SRN News. A battle over child marriage in Pakistan.
Lawmakers in the province of Balochistan have passed a measure setting the minimum age for marriage at 18 and outlawing any unions between adults and children. The bill has sparked protests in the streets, however, because it violates Islamic law, which allows a girl to be married off as soon as she becomes an adolescent. Religious freedom groups point out that Muslim men in Pakistan often kidnap Christian girls and marry them, a source of international condemnation. Michael Harrington reports.
Antonio Cass has gained traction after nearly 70% of votes went to him and other conservative candidates in last weekend's first round. Cass is pro-life, opposes the LGBT agenda, and has promised to get the country's crime problem under control. Abortion advocates and gay pressure groups have been making inroads in Latin America in recent years. This is SRN News. If you're planning on going somewhere for Thanksgiving, looks like you'll have plenty of company, both on the roads and in the air.
Nearly 82 million Americans are set to travel between November 25th and December 1st. That's 1.6 million more than last year, once again breaking a new record for domestic travelers. That's according to AAA. The majority of Thanksgiving travelers will hit the roadways, but almost 6 million are set to take to the skies to reach their destinations. Confident the past government shutdown roadblocks are a thing of the past.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a proclamation declaring the Council for American Islamic Relations a foreign terrorist organization. The proclamation prohibits the group, its members, and affiliates from buying or acquiring land in the state. The council argues the proclamation is legally and factually baseless and that the governor lacks the authority to declare any Americans or American institutions terrorist groups. More details, SRNNews.com.